right corner. Goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhené Hoang in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoang. A run out by Hoang. Got it for two. What a play by Jhené Hoang. Five in a row by Jhené. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Mitchell, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround. Around 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosek, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Hillscamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Bodkins. It will be a late varsity start tonight, because it is homecoming and the junior varsity game is running late. It's a thriller. It's not quite over yet. 6 seconds remaining. A 48-45 lead for Anna. Bodkins must go the length of the floor and make a three-pointer to force overtime. Coming up in about 15 minutes, the start of tonight's game between Anna on the road here at Bodkins in Shelby County League play. Anna 9-0 on the season. 5-0 in the SCAL. Bodkins 5-6, 2-4 in the Shelby County League. What's really interesting about the Trojans is that Bodkins lost its first five. The Trojans have won five of their last six. Began the season shooting three-pointers at about a 20% clip and have now worked that up to in excess of 30%. And a 9-0, Bodkins 5-6. Bodkins trying to play spoiler in the Shelby County League and knock off Anna tonight and give second place Jackson Center a lift. The Tigers are at home against the Rushi Raiders. We'll return in a few minutes with more from here at Bodkins. JV game is winding down. Homecoming night here at the Trojans gym. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. doors so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And the pep band here at Botkins is striking up, and we've got a sellout crowd. Botkins hosting Anna tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna Rockets come to town, Chuck, with a 9-0 mark, 5-0 in the Shelby County League. Botkins 5-6 overall, having won five of its last six. Botkins now 2-4 in Shelby County League play. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Can Botkins pull off the upset tonight? He's got to continue to be red hot behind the arc. It's going to need some defense, Chuck. Botkins has got to play D. D to slow down Anna. Marion Local got the Rockets slowed down but couldn't finish the deal.
Well, Anna is the best team in the league, let's just be honest. But I'll tell you what, Botkins and the way they're playing, their confidence is just growing and growing. But you're right, they're going to have to shoot the ball well tonight,
right,
to stay in the basketball game, because Anna's got so many weapons, and they play so well as a team, and boy, when they want to, they can really turn the defense up.
Yeah, that's what I like about the Anna Rockets. Two-way players on Coach Nate Barhorst's roster. They play offense and defense. Boy, they suck it up, and they go pell-mell at both ends of the floor. In fact, it was defense, not offense, which really fueled the victory over Marion Local in a game we covered last Saturday night.
Well, and in the game before that we did, when they played Fort Loramie, the defense, Loramie had a 9-point lead, and they just really cranked the defense up. It's a really a good feeling as a coach. I know Coach Barhorst loves the fact that even if you have a night where you're not really clicking offensively, and that can happen, they can play some defense, and that's going to win games for you.
A little more analysis about the Anna Rockets. It's a team which is shooting below 35% behind the arc. It's tailed off in its three-point shooting in the last couple weeks. 48%, though, on twos. It's a team which shoots free throws at a better than 70% clip. And it's a club that gets to the free throw line 20 to 25 times a game. Chuck, that is what wins high school basketball contests, charity points at the stripe.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Riley Huelskamp and Bart Bixler make this team go. They are Bixler on the point. Huelskamp is as good a defender on ball as there is in the league. And then you add Griffin Dosick, a 6'5 senior that can just light it up from anywhere, goes inside, shoots the threes, is a good rebounder, and then you've got the perimeter players. I've been saying this all year. You got those three that are the ones you're going to count on, and then the other young men out there in Leininger and Stewart and Carter Elliott, Meyer, these young men do what you can tell. They don't care if they're scoring. They don't want to care if they're getting a lot of points in the book. They do what they have to do to make the other three succeed.
Botkins Trojans are growing up in a hurry. It's a team which has played very good basketball the last 3 weeks. We've happened to see Botkins thump New Knoxville by 35 points here, then go on the road and take Fort Loramie by three on a buzzer beater by Zane Paul. If you were fortunate enough to hear our new pregame open several minutes ago, you heard the recap of that play, the Paul shot taken just inside of midcourt at the buzzer to beat Fort Loramie. As Zane Paul, just a sophomore, he is becoming a stud fast here in the Shelby County League. Botkins doesn't get to the free throw line as often as Anna. It shoots more threes than Anna. Botkins turns it over more than Anna, 16 times a game to 12. But what Botkins does do well, at least lately, is shoot the three and play with a lot of confidence. The defense has got to get better and better and better. It'll have to rise to the top tonight.
Yeah, because there's a lot of weapons. They're going to have a lot of people to defend. But you're right. If they can shoot the ball from the perimeter, which they're going to have to, that's the only way they got a chance to win the game. And the more they make early, well, we saw them make 16 threes against New Knoxville a couple of weeks ago. Boy, can they light it up. And they got a freshman that comes off the bench in Jaden Wendell, who just shoots lights out. Sophomore in Zane Paul, he's going to be the next superstar in this league. You can write that down if you'd like. Only senior is Spencer Euchre. Boy, did he have a start against Fort Loramie. They had an 18-point lead in the second quarter against the Redskins. And then Jacob Plyman, another freshman at 6'5". Just youth and talent. Fun to watch.
I'm real anxious to see who guards Griffin Dosick for Anna, who is 6'5". He plays taller than that. Is it Spencer Euchre? I don't know. Spencer's 6'1.5". He plays taller than that as well. Obviously not as lengthy and as rangy as Dosick, That's a matchup problem, clearly, for the Botkins Trojans. Who defends chest-to-chest Griffin Dosick?
Well, Kleiman size-wise would be your pick, but I'm not sure that the kid has the experience or the strength to go against Dosick. So they're going to have to push him out. I like Euchre. I really, even Gubo has got experience and, you know, would be the type of kid that could push him out of the place, because you don't want him to catch the ball down on the block. You got to force him to catch the ball someplace that he doesn't want to catch it.
Right. Spencer Euchre leads the club for Botkins, 6 rebounds per game. Zane Paul, 20 steals on the year. Jacob Kleiman right even with Euchre on the boards. Botkins has got several scores right in that 7, 8, 9 range. Euchre at 12 per game. But Botkins can put the ball through the hoop from anywhere on the floor. Jaden Wendell off the bench, just under 10. He's a marksman, dynamic three-point shooter, and just a freshman.
If you let that kid set his feet, he's got a real quick release. And that's the key to shooting threes if you're 5'9". And he catches it and just has it's caught and it's shot before you got a chance to put a hand up.
A real quick plug before we get started here tonight for the upcoming prom dress exchange at Fort Loramie Elementary School on Sunday, January 20th. That's Martin Luther King weekend. That's at Fort Loramie Elementary, Sunday, January 20th. If you are looking for a good price on a prom dress, shoes, or accessories, or if you have any of these items to sell, if you can do one or both, you're going to want to go to the prom dress exchange. Drop-off is from 11 to 1 on Sunday, January 20th at the Fort Loramie Elementary. Then from 1:30 to 3:30, you shop and browse and try things on, and you pick up and purchase between 3:30 and 4:30. You can call Michelle at 710-3216 or Bridget at 605-5304. That's Michelle, 710-3216, or Bridget, 605-5304. For more information, that's the prom dress exchange, Sunday, January 20th, Fort Loramie Elementary. You drop things off from 11 to 1, then you shop till you drop from 1:30 to 3:30. Take advantage, good prices, a way to save some money.
I wish that would have been around when my daughter was in high school.
We're about 4 minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Botkins and Anna. Anna Rockets pulled out the JV game, outscoring Botkins 7-2 in the final minute to win the contest by a score of 48-47. A lot of talent on the floor in the preliminary tilt, Chuck. We've been impressed by JV games all year long.
Well, the freshman game was an outstanding game that Botkins won, I think, by one or two. But JV and freshman games this year, you can tell that there's talent because it's not 13-10 at halftime. It's like 28-26 at halftime.
Right, and the final scores are approaching the 60 mark.
Well, the Botkins has an outstanding freshman team, and two varsity players, freshmen, are up here. I can't even imagine how good they would be if those two young men were playing freshmen.
It could be a changing of the guard, so to speak, here in the Shelby County League over the next few years. Anna should remain tough. Botkins is on the rise. That's for certain. So many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors. They are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47, west of I-75. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of the Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Phone 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. A couple new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for good reasons. Quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? But many colleges and schools, including Sydney High, have preferred Regal forever. Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. Online at regaltrophyawards.com. That's Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. You'll enjoy catching the catch of the day. Delicious fish always at Maury's. Baked haddock dinner at night. You'll love it. Open at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Outstanding reputation for delicious breakfast. A crowd will roll in. You may have to beat it. Get there by 6:15, 6:30 or so for breakfast at Maury's and a variety of delicious wraps and gourmet burgers at noontime. That's Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. We've got the starting lineups upcoming in a moment. The opening tip to start the game when we come back. It's Anna 9-0 on the year versus Botkins 5-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It is homecoming night here at Botkins, and during the halftime of the junior varsity tilt, we had the ceremony, and it was beautiful. Extremely well done. Spencer Euker, senior on the basketball team, was named King, Faith Cisco Queen. Spencer Euker, King, Faith Cisco Queen, homecoming here tonight at Botkins. Boy, this should be an outstanding game, Chuck. Looking forward to it. Botkins Trojans need to get off to a good start and hang around for the first half anyway.
Well, they need, yeah, they need to gain the confidence in the game because, I mean, you're playing an undefeated team, the number five team in the state of Ohio in Division III.
Yep.
And they've beaten some really good basketball teams to get to their 9-0. So, yeah, they're going to have a good start to the game for sure.
This is the second meeting between these two clubs as we kick off second round play in the Shelby County League tonight. In the opening contest of the year back on November 30th, Anna defeated Bodkins easily at Anna, 72-46. It was a romp from the get-go. Bodkins was out of it in the first 6 minutes. Trojans need a much better beginning in this game here tonight. Meanwhile, Bodkins has rolled to several victories here in the last few weeks. Bodkins got off to a very slow start to launch the season. In fact, Bodkins was 0-5 to kick off the campaign.
Well, they started with a new coach, so it's a new system. They're very, very young. Not surprising that they started out the way they did.
Sean Powell, who had been at Lyman Perry, outstanding high school player at Lyman Shawnee, by the way, was Sean Powell. And he's engineered a real good start for Bodkins. You would have expected a little bit of a sluggish beginning of the season. But these Bodkins players are learning Coach Powell's way.
Right.
And they clearly look like they know better what they're doing, at least in the last few games we've seen them.
Well,
they've been on top of their game.
Yeah, they have bought into the system, and they're doing a heck of a job.
Understand a halftime score from Jackson Center. The Tigers 27, Rushi Raiders 21, halftime at Jackson Center. I've got several fans in the stands here tonight, Chuck, who are going to feed us progress of that game, which is key. Jackson Center hanging around a game behind
one game back
in the loss column. So it's really important. Rushi, if it were to lose tonight, it'd be loss number three for the Raiders in the league.
They'd be out of it because Anna's not going to lose three league games.
Yeah.
Jackson Center's loss was at home to Anna, and Anna put 65 on them in that game. So, but Scott Elkert, when they go to Anna, I promise you, it's going to be a closer basketball game.
I would agree. Oh, it's loud. It's noisy. It's raucous here tonight at Bodkins homecoming. Pep Band will strike up probably before long. It's down to our left, up above. We are seated in the mezzanine here at Bodkins. We've got a perch right above center court. We're on about the 48-yard line.
Yeah.
In the first row, in front of about eight rows of bleachers in the mezzanine. And I tell you what, Chuck, the lower deck on both sides here at Bodkins full. And as I look around to my left to my right here in the mezzanine, it's about 80 to 90% full.
Yeah, it's a good crowd.
We've got nearly standing room only tonight, almost a sellout.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? What are you going to do on a Friday night in Shelby County besides come out and watch basketball?
Yeah, what? Subway?
Eat fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not our sponsor. Never mind.
Here we go, opening tip to start the game. And that's Mr. Armstrong tossing it up, I think. No, wait.
That is Paul Armstrong.
It is Paul Armstrong, lead official tonight. Anna won the toss. Immediately gunned to three. This Huelskamp from way downtown. It splashed off the flange, and the board comes to Bodkins. Bodkins four, court to our right.
For Huelskamp on Paul. That's going to be quite the matchup there.
That sure will. Here's Bodkins with the basketball. Elliot Gubo into the lane, fumbled it. Stolen by Dosik. Loops it down the floor to Huelskamp. Off to Bixler. Bixler drives to the rack, and he's bodied and fouled, and he's awarded two free throws.
Well, they tried to go backdoor to Paul that time, and Huelskamp got a left hand in there, played it perfectly, knocked it away.
And it was almost like Anna was looking for it on Bodkins' first offensive set. No score, 29 seconds gone. Two free throws for Bixler for Anna. Bodkins starts Elliot Gubo, 5'11", and a junior, Zane Paul, 8 points a game. Sophomore, 5'10". Spencer Euchert, 12 a game, 5.5 rebounds, 6'1 senior. Josh Madden, under 4 a game, 6'2 senior. And Jacob Plyman, 7 points, 7 rebounds, just a freshman, 6'5". One free throw missed, one made. by Anna, which is on top 1-0. Here's Zane Paul, herky-jerky, moving to the lane for Botkins, down to her right, and he coughed up the ball. Anna's got it. That's the one thing Botkins has to avoid. Two trips down the floor and two turnovers. Anna outside the arc in the right. It's Leininger into the post to Dosek, back to the basket. Spin, shot fake, left it short. Rebound jerked off the glass by Plyman and Botkins down to Paul. Well, like a locomotive, he storms into the lane. Good for two.
What a left hand. He just went up between two trees and laid it up left-handed on the run.
Beautifully done by Paul of Botkins, which leads 2-1. Dosek in the mid-post for Anna. Rotates it left corner to Yuleskamp. Now Bixler. Baseline left, carves out space all the way to the rim. Left to driving, shot short, no good. Rebounded by Plyman, backcourt to Paul for Botkins. Here come the white-shirted Trojans. Paul with a shot fake, baseline left, out of Euchre. Euchre digs hard into the lane, running one-hander. Hit the rim, rebound Plyman. Puts it on the deck, goes up strong, makes it, wipe it off, he walks.
Yeah, they got a hand on the ball, and that caused him to travel.
2-1, Botkins, 6:22 left in the first. Anna's opening five, Isaac Leininger, 5'11 junior guard, 5 points a game. Griffin Dosek, 6'5 senior, 15.5. Riley Yuleskamp, 14 a game, 5'10 junior. Bart Bixler at 16, 5'11 a junior. And Carter Elliott, 6'4 senior, just under 9 per contest. Bixler, baseline left. It's Dosek, offensive foul. No, it's a block. No, it's a charge.
It's a charge. I'm not sure I agree with that. But they didn't ask me.
Dosek barged in from the extreme left corner. And a Botkins white-shirted defensive player stood right in his tracks. And he flopped, and he drew the offensive foul against Anna. Anna in the road green, white numbers. Botkins, home white, gold numerals outlined in black. Here's Spencer Euchre between the legs at midcourt against Bixler. Right down the pipe, all the way to the rim. Left-handed layup of beauty. 4-1, Botkins. 5:40 left in the opening quarter. Here's Anna down the floor quickly into the right corner. Bixler, he drives a late shovel pass inside to Dosek, and he's walloped on the arm. And Dosek gets two. 4-1, Botkins. Good start for the Trojans. 5:40 left in the opening quarter. Anna yet to get a field goal.
Yeah, they've only gotten two shots off.
Dosek's got the free throw. Second one coming. Here is Dosek. 1, 2, 3 dribbles on the way. Good. 4-3 Botkins and a pressure in backcourt. And now Elliott releases. Now here's a double team. Ball lobbed ahead. Right corner Plyman. Plyman into the left corner. Long fadeaway shot. Missed it badly. Rebound Anna. Here's Yuleskamp dancing down the floor. And he threw it away. Botkins possession, 4-3 Trojans, 5:23 left in the first. 5 green shirts, 5 white shirts in backcourt. It's inbound.
Botkins students over there having a good time, boy.
Yeah, it's a youthful crowd across the way. High school, middle school,
looks
everyone
like a,
here.
Looks like a Jimmy Buffett crowd.
Oh, here's a great entry pass by Madden. Threw it to Euchre in the post. He made a little dive move around Dosek and pitched in a five-footer. 4 points for Euchre. Countering quickly, Anna Leininger lights it up, a three-pointer. First goal, or I should say second goal. No, that's the first field
goal yep.
For Anna after three free throws. We're tied at 6. Botkins out of the left corner. Here's Paul, a jump shot short, no good. Rebound, Euchre, shot fake, up and in. 3 buckets for Euchre. 8-6 in favor of Botkins. Anna quickly down the floor on the arc as Yuleskamp tries to go back door for Bixler. Touched by Botkins, and it goes out of bounds. Well, this is the kind of start that Botkins hoped for, Chuck.
They get younger now. They sub in Wendell and they sub in Free. That's a freshman and a sophomore coming in.
And here is Anna inbounding right in front of the rim. It's caught by Dosek, and he drops in an easy 2. That's the way you do it, out of bounds under your own rim. Easy play below the basket. Dosek peeled off a screen and caught it point-blank range to tie the game up at 8. 3 baskets by Euchre of Botkins so far. And dribbling out near midcourt, is a Botkins player. He was given the knee by Elliott. It's common.
Yeah, he stuck a leg out. You're not going to get away with that, especially at midcourt.
Two team fouls each way. We played just under 4 minutes opening quarter, eight apiece. Euchre inbounding into backcourt. That is Jaden Wendell, the super freshman on the floor now for Botkins. 9 points a game off the bench. 5'9" ninth grader. Here's a bounce pass. Baseline left to Euchre. No, it's Kleiman who caught it. Kleiman with a head fake and a drive. I'm wrong again.
Tyler Free.
Tyler Free in off the bench. Tyler Free, 6 foot sophomore. Quickly countering. Dosik for Anna. Pulls up. Baseline right. Short corner jumper. Hit the heel. Rebound Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Right corner Free. Into the lane. Elliott blocks it. Here's a run out by Hillscamp of Anna. 2-on-2. Baseline right. Then a stone on the arc to Leininger. Shot fake. Into the lane. Driving left hand layup. Yes.
One of those role players I talked about before the game. He's got 5 now.
10-10 our score. Botkins quickly. Long 3 by Madden. Way too hard. Rebound down to Anna. Anna guns a 3-pointer in a hurry. Hillscamp drills it. 13-10 Anna. Boy, those were 2 threes there, one by each team in the span of about 6 or 7 seconds. Here's Paul up the floor. Out back to Wendell, left corner Euchre, right back to Wendell in the lane. Hook shot, Wendell in and out. Boy, that was one of those horse shots on the driveway in the backyard. Anna down the floor, swiped by Paul, all the way to the basket, left-handed, good! And he's fouled. What a play, Paul. Acrobatic.
That was as impressive as his half-court shot to win the Loramie game last week.
Well, Paul shoveled that in from down around his knees. He was off balance, was being fouled, and he flicked it way up in the air. It came down through and swished. 13-12. Botkins down 1. Paul a chance to tie it. Ames and nails the foul shot. And we are tied up with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter, a 13-13 deadlock. Deep in the right corner, Bixler for Anna. He's got space, drives to the rim. He's challenged, blocking foul against Botkins. Let's see if it's on the shot or maybe the rebound attempt.
Yeah, I think it was on the rebound. They called it on Free. They called it on the shot?
Yep, Gubo picked it up. And
wow.
Bixler is awarded a pair. 2:39 left first quarter. We're tied at 13. Bixler leaves it short. He rarely misses.
He's 1 for 3 now.
Anna shoots fouls at 73%. Excellent foul shooting team. And Bixler's too hard. It caromed out. Rebound to Botkins. Here comes Paul down the floor. Paul pulls up on the arc, goes near side to Wendell. Wendell into the post, maneuvering, twisting, turning, shooting. Spencer Euchre couldn't get it to go. Hacking foul against Anna.
They called that on Dosik. That's his second.
Uh-oh.
That was a good job by Madden. He didn't really have much of a move, but he went ahead and ball faked and got some contact and got it up on the rim.
Yeah, that was Josh Madden who made the spin move in the lane. And because of the foul, he was not going to make the turnaround shot. Dosik got him hard. Free throw by Madden up and in. And Botkins has recaptured the lead, 14-13.
This is the pace we thought the game would be played at.
It may take 70 points to win this game. Madden's got them both. 14-13, Botkins up 1. Or I should say, the scoreboard should read 15-13.
It's 15-13,
yep. 5 straight, but Botkins. 2-point lead Trojans, 2:24 to go here in the first quarter. Hillscamp over the timeline. Far right wing to Bixler, Paul on him. That's a good matchup. Cameron Stewart now in the game for Anna. 6'1 junior off the bench. A foul against Botkins away from the activity.
That's Jaden Pretty, the coach's son, who's getting his first action after transferring from Lima Perry.
Pretty, a 5'10 sophomore. Ball inbounded, deep left corner, Bixler. Thought about driving. He's pitched by two defenders, flips it over his head to Hjulskamp, 25 feet away. Left corner, Bixler. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Bixler, pick and roll with a teammate, Justin Murray, who's in now, 6'4 junior. Long three ball, right side of the floor, Hjulskamp, way long. Weak side save attempt by Anna doesn't work. Out of bounds to Botkins.
Well, they got away with a shove down there. Everybody saw it but the official.
We've got a timeout, Rockets. Good ball game so far. Botkins up two, 15-13. Under two to play first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney Salina, Greenville and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, and the in-between just south of Botkins where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. Botkins gets it up the floor to Pretty. Pretty, the son of head coach Sean Powell, wears number five. He's dribbling the ball with the left hand, picks up his dribble 30 feet away. Goes outside the arc to Tyler Free. Free to Euchre. Euchre guarded by Stewart. That's a good matchup. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna wanted a travel or a push-off. Here's Pretty. Starts to drive. Pulls up in the lane. And he coughed up the basketball. Euchre saves it to a teammate on the arc. And then Botkins throws it right to a green shirt. Minute 15 to go. First quarter. Two-point lead, Botkins. Here's a shovel pass down inside. Beautifully done. What a play. Leidinger hit a teammate. It was caught by Justin Murray around his knees, and he pitched it in. And then Pretty countered with a corner three for Botkins. My goodness.
That young man's got to be nervous getting his first action on a team that's playing so well. You're the coach's kid. People probably expect a lot out of him. He just needs to go out there and just get the feel for the game.
Well, he got a feel for a three-pointer
He
bombs away and nailed it from distance, almost out of bounds, far corner of the floor. Jason Pretty fired it in. These two teams are lofting up threes quickly at either end of the floor. Shots being taken 5-6 seconds apart. Anna inbounds. Good ball movement. Was that Leidinger who caught it?
Leidinger again. He's having a game.
Murray hit Leidinger. Beautiful post-up play. And then Anna with a steal. A run out the other direction. Hjulskamp to the rack. In! 19-18. Anna with four. Quick point. Sloppy play by Botkins. 30 seconds to go in the first. Wendell dribbles over the timeline for Botkins. Then he's going to settle things down and play for one. Wendell starts a drive, flips it back to Zane Paul. 21 to go here in the first. Botkins with too many live ball turnovers. Trojans will have to cut them out. Here's Wendell. Two-man game with Paul. Near side to Pretty. Nine to play. Pretty starts a drive. Pulls up. Offensive foul. He squished an 18-footer, but he charged.
Just like a turnover right there.
Yep. 6.5 to go, first period. Anna now with the last chance to score. Isaac Leidinger has had a sparkling first quarter for the Green Shirts. He's played very well for Anna. Token pressure in backcourt applied by Botkins. Josh Madden. Dribble drive up the floor. Leidinger. Shot fake. Running one-hander in the lane. Off the heel. No good. First quarter closes. A lot of points. 37 of them. Anna 19. Botkins 18. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. It's been a game of short runs so far. Anna leads by a point, 19-18. We start the second quarter. Bodkins was up 6-1. Then Anna led 13-10. Bodkins was ahead 18-15. Anna tallied the last four of the first quarter. Here is Zane Paul. Dribble drive, left corner. Checked closely by Huleskamp. Feeds it out back on the play to Josh Madden. Madden goes to Elliott Gubo, junior, 5'11". He controls near center court, picked up by Linear. Deep right corner, Madden, down inside to a teammate. Catching, going to the rim is Euchre, who puts it through. One-point lead, Bodkins. Minute gone, second quarter. Quickly, Anna, four-court right, storming into the corner. Huleskamp throws to Leininger, foul line. 15-footer, hangs on the rim, comes off. Rebound, Bodkins. Madden gives it up down the floor. It is caught on the arc by Gubo. Gubo lobs right corner to Paul. He jacks up a three. It's good! It's good! It hit the rim three times, got the backboard, and kicked in there.
That's a shooter's touch right
that
there.
That was a pool shot right there. 23-19. Bodkins in the lead by four. Minute 40 gone here in the second quarter. Deep left corner with the ball for Anna. It is Stewart. Into the post, back to the basket. Murray, double team, triple team. He's in a crowd, leaves it short. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Anna. Dosik getting some time on the bench with two fouls. Bodkins trying to get a better job done on the inside. Here is Bodkins to midcourt. Up over the timeline carefully is Gubo. Here's an overplay by Cam Stewart. Tried to knife in front of Euchre to take it away and fouled.
He did a good job of getting his left hand in there to knock the ball away, but he had his right hand on the the player.
Yep. 5:59 remaining here in the second quarter. 23-19 Bodkins. Anna led by a point, 19-18 after one. 35 feet out, Zane Paul to Euchre. Left corner, Madden, foul line, Kleiman. They post up Euchre, and Cam Stewart is on his backside with number two in a hurry.
Well, yep, now they're going to have to go a little farther down the bench.
Yep, Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna, calls on Bryce Meyer, 6'4 junior. He checks in. That's a combination out there on the floor now that Anna doesn't employ often. Ball inbounded, deep left side, Gubo. Gubo carves out space in the lane, goes to Plyman, right corner, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Behind him to Gubo. Gubo to Paul, knocked away by Anna, off the leg of the Bodkins player. Good choice by the referee. Bodkins loses possession. Another miscue. Here comes Anna. 5.5 left in the second. Midcourt at Huleskamp, right side Bixler. Fakes left, goes right, pulls up a leaner from 10, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Paul. Lead out down the floor, Madden, and he busts his way into the lane. A hooking foul on Anna. Is it in the act of shooting?
Should be, yes.
It is.
I'll tell you, Jack, Bodkins is beating Anna up on the boards right now.
Sure are. Couple of free throws here, Trojans. Madden dips the knees and pours it in. 24-19. Bodkins up five. Anna Rockets yet to score in better than 2.5 here in the second period. 5-point spread matches Bodkins' biggest advantage of the game, and it is in again. It rattled, and fell through. 6-point lead, Bodkins. It's the Trojans' largest. 25-19 lead. 5:19 to go, second quarter. Midcourt for Anna Huleskamp. Right side to Bixler. Bixler dribbles between the legs against Paul. Bixler pulls up, goes to Bryce Meyer. Left wing, Yulskamp. Drives, short corner. Throws opposite, far side of the floor to a teammate. Long one gunned up there by Carter Elliott of Anna. Way short. Rebound down to Bodkins. Anna not getting the shots it prefers. Another very poor pass by Bodkins. It sailed over the head of Zane Paul by 5 feet.
The thought was good. The execution was not. Somebody took the shot right in the face. Sitting down there in the corner.
4 minutes and 55 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. 6-point lead, Bodkins, 25-19. Anna's been shut out for over 3 minutes to start the second period. Here's Gilskamp midcourt, left side Bixler. Bixler dribble drive, running one hander in the lane. He banked it in. A swan dive move. Well done by Bixler. 4-point lead, Bodkins, 25-21. Far left wing. It is a herky-jerky move in the lane by Bodkins. Off-balance attempt by 31, Josh Madden. He attracted contact, or was that Tyler Free? Yep, Free got a couple green shirts off their feet. Nice hesitation move by Free, and that was good enough to get a two-shot foul out of it. He leaves it way short. 25-21, 4-point lead for Bodkins. Substitution for Anna. Carter Elliott out, lining her back in. He's had a very good game.
Yeah, they need that scoring back out there from him.
Yep. Without the production of Isaac Leininger tonight, who's averaging only 5, Anna would be down double digits. Second free throw by Bodkins, good. 26-21, Trojans lead. Here's Bixler. He's given space to the left corner. Second straight drive by Bart Bixler, motoring toward the basket in the lane. Hooked it up and in on the run. Boy, he's got some very athletic maneuvers. Lead is 3 for Bodkins. 4 minutes to go, first half. Foul line with the basketball. Spencer Uecker for Bodkins on the arc to Zane Paul. Paul picked up by Bixler. Coming out to catch is Uecker. Foul line. Ball dealt to a teammate. Busted up by Anna. 3-on-2 the other way. There's Leininger on the receiving end. He's got it. Driving layup, Leininger. 26-25. Here comes Anna down 1. Zane Paul with almost an up and down move in the lane. Then got off the shot, way off balance. He missed it hard. Rebound baseline right. Anna, Rockets get a timeout. Ball was on the deck. Anna can serve the possession. Down 1 now. 3.5 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Yep, here come the Rockets with an opportunity now to take the lead. Bodkins hasn't gotten a field goal in 2 minutes. High right with the ball. Bryce Meyer for Anna goes opposite left corner Leininger. He's checked by Madden. Catching outside the arc on the left is Justin Murray. Deep right corner, 3 by Bixler. High arching. Yes! Wow. That was way up in the stratosphere.
Well, they needed somebody to pick up because Dosic's been sitting, and Bixler's done it. 7 straight points for the young man.
Nice second period for Bixler. Anna leads it 28-26. Outside the arc on the left is Uecker. Goes foul line on the play to Madden. Now to Zane Paul, picked up by Yulskamp. Paul shoots over him. Swish! A 3-pointer. Zane Paul to the rescue to give Bodkins a 1-point lead.
That was excellent defense and just better offense.
Here's a drive by Anna. Barging in from the right wing goes Bixler once again for the Rockets. Boy, he has been a man on a mission here in these second 8 minutes of the game. Bixler saw a little crease, took advantage, drew a two-shot foul. He's at the stripe again.
He's only 1 for 4 from there, which is not like Bart.
And Bart sinks it. 29-28. 1 point lead, or I should say 29 all. It was a 1 point lead, Bodkins. Free throw by Bixler ties it back up with 2:32 left in the second quarter. Second free throw, Bixler. Money in the bank. Dead center. And the Anna Rockets have edged on top. 30-29. 30-29, Anna. Here comes Bodkins up over the timeline. Wendell against Bixler. Jaden Wendell dribbles 25 feet out. Still pounds it on the deck. The referees wanted a five-second call, and they get it. They get it. Bodkins had gone back door for a layup. A late five-second whistle. It went against Wendell. He made no forward progress against the defender. And the whistle sounded. And a possession.
I think it was closer to 8 seconds, but they did finally blow the whistle.
Oh, yeah. Bixler, left side. Goes into the post to Murray. Squeezes between two defenders. Can't shoot. Back to Bixler. Paul all over him. Bixler dribbles behind the back. Baseline cut off by two players. Goes to Murray. Straight away Leininger. Elbow in the left. To Bixler, left corner. They try to overload the left side of the floor. Bixler's got a lane. He drives baseline. Good again.
Got 11-point quarter going.
Great second quarter for Bixler for Anna, which leads now by three. 32-29. Bodkins had a 6-point spread midway this quarter. Oh, nice pick and roll. Wendell got open, bobbled the ball, couldn't shoot the short one, then lost it. Anna got it. Down the floor, Leininger. Missed opportunity, Bodkins. Leininger hits a teammate low on the right. Caught and laid in. Big bucket for the Rockets. It was Justin Murray. Outstanding assist by Leininger. 5-point lead, Anna. Good finish to the second quarter by the Rockets. Anna was shut out 3.5 minutes to start the second period. They now lead to 5. Bodkins has had empty possession after empty possession. Wendell tries to line it up. 3-pointer right flank. Short, no good. Rebound, Anna. Stopping, popping the three. Hulskamp way off to the left. Rebound, Bodkins, 50 seconds left. Injured player for Anna. 3-pointer, Paul. In and out, no good. Rebound, Plyman knocked away. Paul's got it back. Injured player at midcourt. Timeout called.
Bart Bixler's throwing up at midcourt.
Oh, my. My goodness. 43 seconds left here in the second quarter. 34-29, Anna. Rockets have outplayed Bodkins the last 3 minutes plus. Hey, Bart Bixler exerts so much effort and energy out there. He just became sick in his stomach.
He didn't want to quit. When he stopped, and I went, I've seen that before, but not usually in a basketball game.
No. He is the Energizer Bunny of all Energizer Bunnies.
We loved him last year as a sophomore. He was getting JV time. He started getting varsity time. And that's when things really turned around for Anna.
Yep, he keeps right on going. Never stops. Time for us here with 43.3 to go in the second quarter. And Anna leading 34-29. To talk about a couple of our underwriting sponsors. So many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Thank you very much, plus the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ Shelby COVSO. And thanks to Manpower Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service at Manpower.
Is that what they mean by leaving it all out on the floor?
Literally. I'd like to tell you all about Brookins. Well, we've got an opportunity with 43.3 seconds to go here in the first half, and Anna leading Bodkins
34-29. For those of you who've not heard of Brookins, you better make a trip there pronto. Brookins is at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookinspub.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. New owner Carl Ars creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Carl has been on the job for better than a year now. He took over after 12 years by the Bar Horse, who did a splendid job at Brookins. And now Carl Ars is the man. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You'll enjoy that new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie. The special on Saturday nights, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. You'll love the roasted chicken. It's delicious and juicy. And many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Well, Bart went to the locker room. I saw his dad go in with him, so they're keeping track of him.
Bodkin's possession as we restart. 30 seconds left in the first half. We'll have a Jackson Center Rushi score update for you in just a moment. 5-point lead, Anna. Bodkin, Zane Paul in the arc. Flips it behind him to Madden. 18 to go. Bodkins resets the attack late second quarter. Dribble drive into the lane. Ball thrown right corner, Euchre. Euchre goes baseline, and he steps on the black stripe. He's clearly out of bounds.
Yeah, he tried to make the move too soon. They needed to bring the ball back out and get the last shot in.
That's called good Anna defense right there.
Outstanding. He put his foot on the end line. That's how you teach kids to play defense.
That baseline got choked off. Well, now Bodkins has got two defenders in backcourt against two green shirts. Here's Anna with 10 to play. Muleskamp at midcourt, 7 to play. Muleskamp back to the basket, 25 feet out. Goes to Leininger. Leininger with 2 to play. Foul line fadeaway, Leininger off the mark, no good. First half ends. Anna came from behind. Very good last 4 minutes of the second quarter for Anna. And the Rockets lead Bodkins by 5, 34-29 at the break. We understand that Jackson Center and Rushi are in overtime. It is 48-48 OT at Jackson Center. That is a huge game in the Shelby County League. If Jackson Center wants to stay in touch with Anna, the Tigers have got to pull that game out. Rushi loss would be the Raiders' third. Rushi can't afford that one. Thank you very much for the score update. Overtime at Jackson Center. It was 27-21. Tigers at the half. Rushi outscored Jackson Center 27-21 in the second half. Halftime here at Bodkins. Slow finish to the second quarter by Bodkins. And Anna picked up the scoring pace to go from 6 down in that corner. In that quarter, I should say, to 5 ahead at the break. 34-29 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
And welcome back here on scoresbroadcast.com to homecoming night at Bodkins. The festivities were really neat. Spencer Euchre, senior on the basketball team, who's had a blazing first half, was announced king Faith Cisco, Queen. Spencer Euchre, Faith Cisco, King and Queen, here tonight at Botkins.
Faith didn't contribute as much in the first half as Spencer did.
Oh, no, Spencer. He was really sharp first two quarters, and I'm sure Faith was applauding on the sideline. But Anna came on strong in that second quarter. Botkins shot it poorly down the stretch of the first half. Anna warmed up before Bart Bixler went out, sick to his stomach. Bixler had led the Anna charge in the second quarter after Isaac Leininger did it in the first. Rockets up five. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, if you take a look at the stats, Botkins has three offensive rebounds, Anna none. They out-rebounded them 14-8 total. But what offset that was that the Trojans turned the ball 10 times. Anna only turned it twice. The Rockets 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Botkins 6 of 7. The Rockets were led by Bart Bixler. He's had 12, 11 in the second quarter. Leininger had 9, 5 from Huelskamp, 4 from Murray, and 4 from Dosik, who didn't play at all in the second quarter because of foul trouble. They scored 19 and 15, 34 at the half. Botkins led by Zane Paul with 11, Spencer Euchre with 8. They got 4 from Josh Madden and 3 each from Pretty and Tyler Free. They scored 18 and 11. Trail at 34-29 at the half.
Botkins didn't get a field goal in nearly the last 4 minutes of that second quarter. Chuck, did you decipher what Anna did differently, or was Botkins its own worst enemy?
A lot of the turnovers were kind of self-inflicted. Yeah. They just need to calm down a little bit. I like how they're playing. They're trying to get into the lane and then throw the ball out to set up their three-point shooters. But so far, they've only made 2 threes, and that's both by Zane Paul. They need to get Wendell Gorin, and I think that'll help them out. Kleiman did not score in the first half, the 6'5 freshman.
Tyler Free made 1 of 2 free throws. Middle point, second quarter. At that spot in the second period, Botkins was ahead by 6, and then Anna rallied down the stretch. I think Anna scored the last 11, I believe, of the second quarter of play.
Well, not only were they up 6, but they had 2 possessions after that where they could have pushed the lead out and did not score.
Yep. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Anna Rockets by 5 over the Botkins Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, you've got to check out the great inventory, always fantastic furniture, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Great savings, extremely high quality furniture priced just right. Check out Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, online at goffneyfurniture.com. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. 5-point lead, Anna, 34-29 over Botkins here at the halftime intermission. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area.
at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney. Barker can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, phone 492-1857, 492-1857. Drop into Barker Insurance and tell Dan and Darren Barker. You can also talk to Zach Yinger. Tell any one of those three you heard about Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Time now for our LaCal Equipment Student-Athlete Spotlight segment. LaCal promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start a dozen years ago. We could not have gotten off the ground and have gotten started here on scoresbroadcast.com back in 2006-2007 without the initial founding support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal once moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. That was back in 1982. And during boys' basketball games, we highlight a couple of cheerleaders, outstanding students, excellent leaders for Bodkins. It's 4.0 student Elizabeth Will, senior cheerleader, daughter of Kurt and Barb, takes part in volleyball. She participates in cosmetology study at the Upper Valley Career Center. She's been in Skills USA, and she sings soprano in choir. She's got a couple of brothers who are Bodkins grads, Caleb and Jacob. They finished up at Bodkins in 2014 and 16. She'd like to study at an art institute in Toledo and pursue massage therapy. That's Elizabeth Will, senior at Bodkins. Adrian Ensley, junior at Anna, another cheerleader, 3.7 GPA, daughter of Dave and Cindy, participates in FCCLA, French Club, Book Club. She is a church group leader, active in FTA, has a brother, Aiden Ensley, who played football at Anna and has graduated. She'll study nursing at the University of Toledo. Elizabeth Will of Bodkins, Adrian Ensley of Anna, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Up the Anna Rockets start the third quarter with a possession, a shot by Yule's campus, an air ball from 15, and Bodkins comes right down the floor and powers the ball inside to Spencer Euchre, and he knocks it down from 5 feet out. He pours it through there. Bodkins' first bucket in better than 4 minutes, overlapping the second and third quarters. Here is Anna countering, deep shot, left corner, missed on the play by Carter Elliott. The board comes to Bodkins. Down to Euchre in the lane. Stripped on the play by Anna. Racing hard the other way, Leininger. Pulls up, stop shot, 12-footer. Bingo! Leininger with a sparkling game tonight for Anna. Isaac Leininger has been on target. Anna back up 5, 36-31. First few minutes, second half, key for Bodkins. Bodkins needs to stay around. Out on the arc with the ball for the Trojans is Euchre. Euchre looks inside. Uh-oh, we got a moving screen away from the action.
Called it on Plyman.
6:42 left to go here in the third quarter. 36-31. Anna by five. And I tell you what, Chuck, the Rockets have earned a five-point lead. And Griffin Gosick, through the first, 18 minutes of this game, has only played about eight or nine. Gosick was on the bench much of the first half with two fouls. He had the ball a moment ago. Threw it on the arc to Yuleskamp. Left corner, Bixler back to Yuleskamp. A high arching floater, way short. Rebound, Paula Botkins. Open player down inside. Layup missed, but Plyman got it back. Laid it up. It rolls in. It hung. It hung forever and dropped through. Anna by three, 36-33. Baseline out of control. Bixler threw it up anyway. Got it to go and a foul.
For anybody else that was out of control, that's Bart Bixler in the trees.
Remarkable game for Bart Bixler. Boy, he has forged difficult shot after difficult shot. He's made a series of them in this contest. He was fouled as he made the last basket. He missed the free throw, though. In fact, he's misfired three times. Here's a steal by Yuleskamp in backcourt. Driving and scoring around Plyman. What a play by Yuleskamp.
Right. Had the wrong person handling the basketball that time.
Yep, Plyman had it ripped right away from him. Another steal by Anna. Taken away by Bixler to Elliott. Layup good. Pressure by Anna in backcourt. Two-man pressure. It caught Botkins napping twice. Rockets up nine. 5:40 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Now back here at Botkins, midway, third quarter. Anna Rockets have stretched the lead out to nine. Understand that Rushi has defeated Jackson Center in overtime at Jackson Center tonight, offsetting the season opening weekend loss to Jackson at Rushi, 48-44. Tonight, Rushi won it 60-54 in OT over Jackson Center. So the Tigers are inflicted with loss number two in the Shelby County League. Rushi's got two setbacks. Here's Botkins countering. Look at Spencer Euchre go to work. He carved out space in the lane. Went right around a green shirt and flipped it in off the backboard. Good start for Botkins after the timeout. 7-point game, 42-35. And in the lead, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Deep in the right corner, it's Bixler. Look at Bixler go to work. Right around Zane Paul to the rack. He banked it in again. Countering quickly, Botkins left corner three. It lipped the rim. Tyler Free couldn't get it to go. Long lead out to Elliott. Driving layup, good for Anna. Elliott was cherry-picking, and Hannah's got a 9-point lead, or I should say 11 now, 46-35. Botkins, a little chaotic at the offensive end, throws it out of bounds.
This is how they played when Lormie got back into the game. Then Lormie pushed the pressure down full court, and Botkins willed it a little bit. We're going to blame it on youth.
And Botkins has coughed up the basketball repeatedly since the second quarter. And in the half court, Leidinger available, three-point shot. Got it! They didn't guard him. They didn't guard Leidinger. They shaded Bixler. Leidinger made him pay, and Anna's up 14. 49-35. Here's Wendell feeding Euchre into the post against Cam Stewart. He dropped the ball out of bounds. Another miscue by Botkins.
15 turnovers now for the Trojans.
Trojans have come unglued. 4:05 left here in the third.
Well, they, like we said, they're very young and they're just not quite ready to play with Anna.
Here come the Rockets up and over the timeline. Right side pass to Bixler. Into the post, Dosik back to the basket. Twisting move in the lane. Flips to Stewart. Foul line, jump shot, yes! Cam Stewart, good assist by Dosik. Stewart finished it. Quickly down the floor comes Pretty, the coach's son, who's in there now for Botkins. He barreled into the lane. Good dish to Euchre for the layup. Anna's Hulskamp. Right side, Dosik sets and shoots the 25-footer off to the left. Rebound Wendell for Botkins, which is down 14. Ball popped in the air and stolen by Anna. Cherry picking Leininger. He's got the layup.
He's got 16 and he averages 5.
11 points over his per game average is Isaac Leininger for Anna. Here's Botkins trying to go back door. Ball muffed baseline right by a Trojan player. Pretty can't hang on. It goes out of bounds to Anna. The errors continue to pile up for Botkins.
Yeah, this one's gotten away from him quickly.
3:07 left, third quarter. We remarked as the third period started, the first few minutes of the second half for Botkins were key.
Well, they got it down to 3.
Yep. Here is Dosik in the lane for Anna. Strong move. He flexes his muscle right in front of the basket and banks in a 7-footer. Quickly countering Botkins. Paul, long three-pointer, no good. Rebound shot, Madden missed it. We've got a play coming up against Anna. It's a push-off. Stewart, a little aggressive. Cam Stewart might have gotten the rebound, but he put a hand in somebody's back to do it. 2:42 to go in the third quarter. 55-37, Anna. Rockets have busted this thing open. Botkins has scored only 8 points in the last nearly 8 minutes. Ball inbounded to Euchre in the right corner. And he tries to angle through the lane. Cam Stewart gets a hand on the ball and rakes it out of bounds.
They look like they might be the number 5 team in the state of Ohio, yeah. Division 3 tonight.
You're right. First AP poll of the year came out earlier this week, and Anna was announced by Associated Press to be number 5 in the state in D3. Here's a steal taken away by Bixler. Down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup is good by Elliott. Long three by Wendell of Botkins. Hits the rim twice, no good. Rebound, no good, but a foul. Going to work on the inside was Madden. He'll shoot two. 2:16 left in the third. And just with the bat of an eye, Anna is ahead by 20.
Well, you said before the game that they needed to play with them for a half, and unfortunately that's what they've done.
Only a half. And live ball turnovers have been...
Well, they've turned the ball over 18 times now in less than 3 quarters.
And I would venture to guess Anna has gotten run-out baskets on half of those.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
18 turnovers, live ball. Most of them, 18 points, Anna.
18
two free throws. Two free throws good. 57-39. Botkins, Madden knocked down a couple foul shots. Here's Dosik, low post right for Anna. Collision. Good defense by Botkins. Dosik lost it out of bounds. 2:06 to go here in the third quarter. Mild upset tonight in the Shelby County League. Rushi won on the road in overtime at Jackson Center, 60-54.
That shows you what home court advantage does in the Shelby County League.
Jackson Center won at Rushi. Rushi won at Jackson this year. Minute 55 to go in the third. Pretty foul line. Shot fake for Botkins. Gives it up to Zane Paul. He wedges his way into the lane. Now to Madden. Back to Pretty. Pretty a jumper from 16. It banged off the back iron. Rebound Dosik. Chest pass down the floor to Elliott. Elliott out back to teammate Isaac Leininger. Boy, he's been splendid tonight. Here's a drive by Leininger in the lane back to Elliott, 25 feet away. He shoots it from there, overshoots it. Strong rebound, Anna over the back.
That was close to a great rebound, but he did make contact after he got the ball.
Common foul. Minute 28 to go, third quarter. 57-39 in favor of Anna. I think Botkins led by 6. I think 29-23 was the score beyond the midway point of the third quarter. And since that point in time,
believe it or not, a run by Anna of 34-10. Here's a turnover by Anna, then Botkins comes down the floor, blocks an Anna shot, and then Elliott tries to get it back for the Rockets, and he bangs into a Botkins player.
Well, does that tell you how good they are when Dosik has 6 points and they're still up by 18?
Yeah, so much firepower represented on the floor by these green-shirted Anna Rockets who lead this game by 18 points.
Well, you got to give Bixler the player of the game for Anna. Anybody who can throw up at midcourt and come out and keep playing.
No pun intended. He has gutted it out. 3-point shot straight away by Wendell of Botkins. He makes it swish. He can get hot in a hurry. Look at that drive again by Anna. Bixler carving out space as he willed his way to the basket from the left corner and drew a two-shot foul. Chuck, whenever Bart Bixler has wanted to drive and make a basket or earn two free throws, he's done it.
From the second quarter on, the kid has dominated the game.
Yep. Bixler missed the foul shot.
Not making free throws, though. That's kind of not like him.
Is that 4 or 5 he's missed?
He's 3 of 7, 3 of 8.
Very unlike Bart, although his floor game has been out of this world. Second free throw, Bixler, yes. 58-42, 16-point lead, Anna. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Homecoming here at Botkins, thus the late start. I understand the Jackson Center Rushi game just concluded 10 minutes or so ago, and Rushi beat Jackson Center in overtime. Here's a drive by Pretty. It is no good. Rebound on the inside. Playman up and in for Botkins. Down to 14 now, 58-44. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. On the arc, it is Bixler for Anna. Dribbling, 10, 9, 8. Bixler foul line. Left corner, back to Leininger now. 4 to go. Leininger leans in, 10-footer, bouncing no good. Tipped, missed by Dosik, and then tipped in by Bixler. I think it's going to count. Does it?
Nobody said yet.
It looked like Bixler got the tip. Scoreboard has not registered it.
They didn't count it.
No.
Boy, it looked good to me. But
wiped off. I think he was touching the ball with his fingertips. A weak side tip in, but little Bart Bixler counts. The scoreboard records.
They just put it on now. Okay.
Yep, 59 and 60 go up. Anna leads at 60-44 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, back at Botkins. 16-point lead. Anna, what a third quarter.
26-15, they outscored them there in the third quarter. 26 points in a quarter, that's pretty impressive.
Third period, awesome. Third quarter, just outstanding for the Anna Rockets. Botkins got 15 points. Anna stretched the lead out to, I think, at 1.18. It's now 16, 60-44 as we start playing the fourth. Botkins needs a good first couple of minutes to get this thing down to 10 and make Anna feel some psychological pressure. Here's a long one with Zane Paul. He tries to ignite the Trojans with a three-point effort to begin the fourth quarter, and it's in and out. Tough break.
He's been off since the second quarter. He's not scored in the second half.
Here is Dosik down the floor for Anna. Right corner, Yuleskamp. First time these two teams played. Anna won the 26. Oh, good ball rotation down inside to Elliott. Spin move, up and in. Who gets the assist? Bixler.
That was Murray.
quickly. Left corner, long jump shot is good by Wendell. Wendell got free. He can score in rapid fire succession, and that's what the Trojans need now, a series of threes. 62-47. Anna's lead is 15. Elliott, mid-post, back to the basket. Spins into the lane. Goes opposite to Leininger, who chucks up a three. It lifts the rim. Rebound, Bodkins. Outlet to Wendell. Two-on-one break. Driving layup, but pretty is good. 62-49. 13-point lead, Anna. Back in a jiffy. Hulskamp on the run. 10-footer, no good. Got the rebound, missed it. Dosik's got it. Up and good. And a foul. Boy, Anna's turned this thing into a track meet.
Well, that's what they want to do, but so does Botkins. The problem is Botkins is turning the ball over too much.
Yep. Anna's handled the basketball far better than Botkins.
19-3 turnovers.
Especially since midway point second quarter. Yep, Dosik got the field goal, and the Rockets have generated 64 points tonight. Dosik has not been a big factor, sat much of the first half with two early fouls. Dosik just got the stick back, and he completes the three-point play, and the lead is 16 again, 65-49. Here's Pretty up the floor for Botkins. Starts to drive, pulls up, fadeaway 10-footer, bingo! Well, I like the looks of this young man, Jaden Pretty, a sophomore for Botkins. Coach's son. He's got quick feet, speedy, and his jump shot has been sharp here tonight.
He's a little game rusty early, but I'll tell you what, you can just see flashes of what he's going to be like for him.
Yep, here's Leininger on the bounce for Anna. 6 minutes to go in the game. 65-51 Rockets. Leininger, top of the circle, Dosik. Left side, Bixler. Left corner, Hulskamp. Starts a drive, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Anna milking the clock at the moment. Here's a weak pass, intercepted by Pretty. One-on-one to Leininger. It's ruled an offensive foul.
That was exactly the right call.
I think the defensive man was moving, but the offensive player lowered his shoulder.
Absolutely. He was moving backwards. You're allowed to keep your, to go backward. You just can't move side to side.
5:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. We've got pressure by Botkins. Three white shirts in backcourt. But Hulskamp gets it up and over the timeline. Left side pass to teammate Isaac Leininger. He's had an excellent game here tonight. Top of the circle, Dosik. Fakes right, goes left. Dumps it down inside to Murray. Murray in the low post. Shovel shot up and good. Botkins throws it 60 feet. Easily intercepted. Leininger, Hulskamp for a three. Good. That's how Anna does it. 5 points in about 7 seconds. Another interception. Leininger, two on one. Got it. My goodness. 7 points for Anna in about 15 seconds, and the lead has exploded. It's a 72-51 margin. And Botkins throws it away again. Bixler layup. Yes. Botkins needs a timeout. Well, we talked about ball handling being key. And Botkins has been burned by turnovers. 23-point lead, Anna. 4:42 to go, fourth quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
At the line, ball turnovers committed by Botkins, especially here in the last couple 3 minutes, have dug the Trojans a big hole. Botkins now behind the 23. Botkins led in this game 29-23, midway point, second quarter. And since that point in time, Anna has reeled off 51 points since the middle of the second quarter. Here we are, middle of the fourth. So in two periods of time, Anna, 51 points, Botkins, 22 in that stretch.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, boy, they just get on a roll, and they are unstoppable.
Yeah, 51-22, Anna, over about the last 16 minutes, two quarters of action.
That's the first point for Paul in the second half.
Paul was fouled in the act of shooting. He makes both free throws for Botkins. And it's 74-53. Anna's lead is 21. Midcourt, Hulskamp gets a high pick from Dosik. Dosik gets the pass, goes right side to Bixler. Coming out to catch Carter Elliott. Goes opposite to Hulskamp, who chucks up a three. It rattles out. Stick back, Elliott. Short. Rebound again, Elliott. Up hard to the rim. Good.
Well, I tell you, that Murray has just been crashing the boards here in the second half.
Yeah, Murray and Elliott. Two outstanding players for the Rockets on the inside. One doesn't start, but boy, they can chip in big time from the interior. Botkins in and out on a three ball, and then Leininger's left open for Anna, and he sinks a triple. 26-point game. The deficit facing Botkins matches the first game, final difference of 26.
Well, they just stepped in on the inbounds pass and turned it over again.
Every turnover you could possibly make, Botkins has done it over and over. Three and a half to go, fourth quarter. Anna inbounds. Here's Leininger. Here's Hulskamp near midcourt. Bounce pass to Leininger. 3:25 to go in the fourth. 79-53 Anna. Leininger circles. Goes out back to Bixler. He's double-teamed. Goes foul line to Murray. Murray opposite, left corner. Hulskamp, under normal circumstances. Riley might have taken the shot there. But Anna is comfortable milking the clock. Leininger drives into the lane. He had a shot. Gave it up to Murray. He had a shot. Passed it back out to Bixler at midcourt. 2:55 to go. 79-53 in favor of Botkins. Back door,
wow.
Or I should say in favor of Anna. What a beautiful backdoor play. Bixler on the receiving end. Great pass by Murray. Here's a dipsy-doo driving layup. It's in for Zane Paul, and he's fouled.
He kind of disappeared offensively in the second half, but I think it was all the turnovers that they had.
Oh, yeah. Botkins check had so many empty possessions without shots. And against Anna, you're going to have to score probably 65 or 70 to win. Anna averaging 75 a game coming in. Field goal by Paul, free throw by Paul, good. And it's 81-56 in favor of Anna. Yep, Anna Rockets have got a couple games left with the Rushi Raiders. Keep in mind now, Ann and Rushi had a game postponed at Rushi because of a power issue. That game reset for February 19th. And the game at Anna with the Rushi Raiders is coming up on the 22nd of this month.
Well, Anna's going to have a two-game lead on Rushi and Jackson Center at the end of this evening.
Yep, you're exactly right, because Jackson Center was beaten by Rushi. Here's a missed shot by Anna, and then a quick three at the other end by Jaden Pretty of Botkins, and he nails it. Nice-looking jumper by Pretty. 81-59. Here comes Anna on the attack. 1:54 to go, fourth quarter. Down inside to Murray. Swivels his feet. Jump ball. Botkins got a fist on it. 22-point game. 81-59. and that's with Botkin scoring the last six. An unconventional three-point play by Zane Paul. Made a shot, was fouled, made the free throw. Then a long three from behind the arc, but Pretty. 81-59, here's a steal by Botkins. Pretty down the floor, drives into the corner, knocked out of his hands by Anna. Minute 40 to go.
47-point second half going for Anna.
That will win you a game every single timeout. And Botkins contributed. Anna just got so many shots so quickly. And here is another sloppy pass and a turnover by Botkins. 91 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Token pressure by Botkins in backcourt. Botkins had a six-point lead midway through the second quarter of this game. Up over the timeline, Hielskamp on the dribble. Bounce pass to Dosik. Keep in mind, Dosik not a big part of this Anna victory here tonight.
He had 9 points.
Only nine, sat much of the first half with foul trouble. Here's Dosik below the rim. He's congested in there. Bad pass. Botkins has got it with a minute to go. 81-59 Anna. Pretty down the floor in the lane. Plyman swiveling left hand. Good. 10 straight points, or I should say 8 straight points by Botkins. 81-61 Anna. 48.8 to go. Chuck will highlight our underwriting sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. McCall Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, thank you very much. Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Also, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Enjoy the pork chop special tomorrow night at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 2 8-ounce marinated chops. Get them while they last. You'll love them at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, and Greensville. Or I should say in Greenville, as a long three-point shot is made by, is that Masteller?
Masteller, yep.
Masteller, fine-looking young player off the JVs, up for the last 30 seconds of the varsity tilt for Anna. Masteller went bombs away on a triple. Isaiah Masteller, a 6'1 sophomore, and Anna's youth come off the bench and score again. Who made that shot, Chuck?
That was Bryce Meyer.
Bryce Meyer got a bucket. The lead swells to 86-61 in favor of Anna. Botkins has a possession now with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Inbounded left corner to Tyler Free. Free pumps it up from 15 feet, hits it with a second left in the game, and that'll do it. It turned into a sloppy one for Botkins, which stayed with Anna for a quarter and a half. But then the Rockets pull away and win it comfortably, 86-63. Biggest advantage was 28. It wound up 23 points. Again, thank you, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. The in-between south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And thanks as well to Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna. It's grown to 8 expanding divisions. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, a couple new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, and Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. And we'd like to remind you once again about the prom dress exchange, Fort Loramie Elementary, Martin Luther King weekend, Sunday, January 20th. If you're looking for a good price on a prom dress, shoes, or accessories, or if you have any of these items to sell, you can do one or both of these things at the prom dress exchange. You drop off items at Fort Loramie Elementary on Sunday, January 20th from 11 to 1. You shop and browse from 1:30 to 3:30, and you pick up your choices from 3:30 to 4:30. Call either one of these numbers for more info. Michelle, 710-3216, 710-3216, or Bridget, 605-5304, 605-5304. The prom dress exchange, Sunday, January 20th, Fort Loramie Elementary. Chuck, let's wrap it up. 23-point victory for Anna. Sure did not look that way. Botkins led by 6. Midway point, second quarter.
Yeah, they scored 52 points in the second half. That's going to win you a basketball game or two. Individual scoring for Anna, they were led by Isaac Leininger with 21. And Bart Bixler also had 21. They got 12 from Huelskamp. They got 10 from Murray. They got 9 from Dosik. Incredible balanced scoring for them. On the other side, 16 points for Zane Paul and 14 points for Spencer Euchre and 10 for Jaden Pretty, who showed me some signs of a kid that's going to help the team down the road.
Yep.
Looking at the Clancy's players of the game for Anna, I'm going to go with Leininger and Bixler. I don't see how you could not.
Nope.
And on the other side, I'm going to go with Euchre with 14. I'm going to go with Jaden Pretty with 10.
Yeah, Leininger and Bixler, boy, they were shining stars tonight for the Anna Rockets.
Well, Leininger just was unconscious, and he scored in every quarter. Bixler had a slow start to the game, but, boy, those middle quarters, he scored 16 points of his 21 in the middle two quarters.
Clancy's is on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Over the last 20 minutes of this game tonight, Anna outscored Botkins 63-34. Anna wins it 86-63 thanks to a second half during which the Anna Rockets poured in a grand total of 52 points.
Woo. 52-34.
And keep in mind, Botkins had a 6-point lead, middle point of the second quarter of this game. Botkins was pretty good for the initial 12 minutes, and then Anna turned on the juice like the Rockets can do. This is a great Anna team with a number of two-way performers, offense and defense, and as a result of the great showing tonight by Isaac Leininger, Murray off the bench was super. This team, Chuck, can now go 8 deep and not lose very much.
Oh, at least 8.
Cam Stewart.
Yeah. I mean, they're just a well-balanced, outstanding basketball team. I'm glad they're this good because they're fun to watch. We're going to see a lot more of them.
Botkins fun to watch as well. The young Trojans were devoured, though, tonight over the last 2.5 quarters. Too many empty possessions, too many miscues. You can't give Anna miscues. You can't give live ball turnovers an easy basket. Live ball turnovers are so easy. It's
4-5 turnover difference in the game.
Wow. Anna can play at a quick pace and not turn it over. That's the other specialty for this Rockets team. They handle it so well, and they're so speedy in addition.
Well, they share the ball very well. They have good ball movement. They don't take bad shots. I sound like I'm talking about Jackson Center, don't I?
Anna Rockets now 10-0, 6-0 in the Shelby County League. Anna, weather permitting, is at St. Henry tomorrow night. We've got that game for you. Tip-off 7:30, online at 7:10 from St. Henry here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bodkins now 5-7, 2-5 in the Shelby County League. Next game for Bodkins is on Tuesday night at Lima Bath. Bodkins is at Lima Bath on Tuesday. Bodkins does not play in the league next Friday. Bodkins is home to Ridgemont 1 week from tomorrow night. A score from Jackson Center, if you missed it. Rushi rallied from a 6-point halftime deficit. Tied Jackson Center at the end of regulation. It went OT 48-48 after four quarters. Rushi won it 60-54, outscoring Jackson Center 12-6 in the OT. Anna now 6-0 in the Shelby County League. And the Rushi Raiders have two losses. Jackson Center Tigers now have two losses. So it's a real scramble right there among those two. Keep in mind, Rushi and Anna have not played yet at all. Rushi's got an opportunity, a big opportunity, playing Anna twice. Jackson Center has the return match with Anna back at the Anna gym. That game is coming up. It's just around the corner, in fact, on February 1st. Jackson Center's at Anna on February 1st. So if Anna's going to lose the league and somebody else is going to win it, it looks like, Chuck, Rushi's going to have to beat Anna twice and Jackson Center once in order to give Anna three losses in order for Anna to drop out of the picture.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
No. JV game tonight, a thriller won by Anna, 48-47, outscoring Bodkins 7-2 in the last minute. For Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee on stats, color, and on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Bodkins. Don't forget, we'll join you tomorrow at 210, Minster, Fort Loramie girls, number one in the state, Minster in girls division four, against number two in the state, Fort Loramie, in girls division four. Minster at Fort Loramie, 210 webcast time, 2:30 tip. We'll join you tomorrow, weather permitting, in the afternoon, then again at night, 7:10 from St. Henry, as these Anna Rockets play the number one state-ranked team in boys division four, St. Henry, on the road. Anna tackles the Redskins tomorrow evening. For Ron, for Chuck, alongside Jack Kramer, saying goodnight from here at Bodkins, where the Anna Rockets have knocked off the Bodkins Trojans.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.